You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Remote communities in the Northern Territory stop and have been closed to all non-essential travel. Activists and community members have held a blockade on the Wilcannia Bridge, calling for action for communities along the Murray-Bacadar link. And in response to the coronavirus situation, Woolworths will introduce a dedicated shopping hour for the elder and people with disability. This is NITV Radio News and I'm Šárka Pechová. Remote communities in the Northern Territory stop and have been closed to all non-essential travel in response to concerns about the spread of the coronavirus. The ABC reports the Northern Land Council set all existing permits to Tup and Aboriginal communities for non-essential travel would be suspended and no new permits will be granted until further notice. The ban won't affect providers of essential services. Marion Scrimgeour, Chief Executive Officer of the Northern Land Council, said the move was to protect remote Aboriginal communities as they are already facing issues like chronic health conditions, lack of resources and overcrowded housing, which would worsen the situation in case of the COVID-19 outbreak.
This virus could easily render communities in a state of paralysis should it ever become an issue.
Strict lockdown measures are also in place at Pacific Islands. Access is denied to supply vessels and cruise liners as virus threatens to overwhelm local small healthcare systems. The region recorded its first case of coronavirus last week in French Polynesia. However, most islands nations cannot screen for COVID-19 cases onshore, which is potentially masking the spread of the virus. As Radio New Zealand reported, Fiji opened its first facility capable of testing for the coronavirus last week. In the ACT, a second person has tested positive to coronavirus last night. The Northern Territory has still one confirmed case. The national toll rises above 300 confirmed COVID-19 cases with 5 deaths. Health experts are lowering the recommended age for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to have a heart check from 35 to 18 years. The decision is based on research from the Australian National University, prompting health bodies to reassess their advice. The university's lead researcher, Dr. Jason Agostino, says heart disease is one of the leading causes of death among Indigenous Australians. 3 out of 4 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people under 35 have at least one risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Activists and community members have held a blockade on the Wilcannia Bridge, calling for action for communities along the Murray-Bacadar link. The river systems have been devastated by years of drought. Bakunji elder David Clark told NITV News that it was time to listen to the locals and especially to the Aboriginal voices in this country. Uncle David Clark said, while it's been good to see some rainfall flowing along the Murray-Bacadar link, it's not enough to break the drought. Sydney activist Murray Flood read the Wilcannia Bridge blockade statement at Martin Place.
Our primary demand is that water must be taken off the market and water trading ended in Australia.
The federal government says the 6.5 million welfare recipients and pensioners due to receive a $750 cheque at the end of the month will see the cash flow directly into their bank accounts. Some of Australia's poorest households are in line to receive $4.8 billion of the government's $17.6 billion stimulus package to keep the economy healthy during the coronavirus outbreak, with payments to be given to income support recipients and eligible concession card holders. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has declared a state of emergency in response to the coronavirus outbreak. It came into effect from 12 p.m. today, and it will initially last for 4 weeks with the likelihood of being extended. Under the move, it will be an offence to breach the mandatory 14-day self-isolation after arriving from overseas or hold a non-essential mass gathering of more than 500 people. Mr. Andrews says the measures are intended to prevent the health system from being overrun by critically ill patients.
There will be significant disruption. There will be significant difficulty caused by these orders and many events having to be cancelled. However, I would say when it comes to sporting events, cultural events, conventions, those types of large meetings, we've already seen many, many of those events cancelled because people have exercised common sense and good judgment.
The ban of mass gatherings doesn't apply to music transport, food markets, workplaces, schools, TAFEs or universities. The ACT government is also preparing to declare a public health emergency in response to COVID-19. Woolworths will introduce a dedicated shopping hour for the elderly and people with a disability to ensure they have access to essential items. From Tuesday until at least Friday, stores will be open exclusively for the elderly and those with a disability from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. The move has been prompted by panic buying across the country, which has seen many vulnerable people missing out on essential items like toilet paper, pasta, rice and tinned food. Access to Woolworths supermarkets before 8 a.m. will require a relevant government-issued concession card. Labour leader Anthony Albanese has urged the federal government to be more consistent in its advice on tackling the coronavirus. Responding to last week's address to the nation by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Mr. Albanese says the world is facing the toughest health crisis in decades. He says the government can't afford to be complacent when it comes to tackling COVID-19.
As we've seen overseas, the earlier and the faster the response, the better the outcome. More can be done and should be done, including more consistent advice, such as when to self-isolate and when to get tested. Getting more people tested more quickly. The fast tracking of fever clinics.
And to sports now, and in basketball, the Perth Wildcats have defeated the Sydney Kings 111-96 in Game 3 of the NBL Grand Final. The victory brings them one win closer to scoring their 10th championship as they take a 2-1 lead in Grand Final series. Wildcats coach Trevor Gleeson has commended his team for their work.
And this morning the shoot around was fantastic and I think we started pretty well too. Last time we started behind the eight ball, you know, I think we're 10 down or something. So it was a really great job by the starters.
And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome mostly sunny with a top of 36. Perth possible shower and 26. Adelaide sunny and 29. Melbourne also sunny and top of 25. Hobart partly cloudy and 20 degrees. Albury Wodonga sunny with a top of 27. Canberra partly cloudy and 19, Sydney showers and 23, Brisbane partly cloudy and 27, Townsville mostly sunny with a top of 31, Cairns possible shower developing and top of 32 degrees, Darwin partly cloudy and 34, Alice Springs sunny and 33 degrees, and Torres Strait Islands today are partly cloudy with a top of 30 degrees. And that's all from the news for now.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.